Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Putting a freeze on your credit just got a lot cheaper. A new law went into effect on Friday in response to last year's data breach at Equifax that exposed 148 million people to identity theft. Used to be, if consumers thought they were a victim, they could pay a fee to stop lenders from pulling a credit report for new credit cards or car loans. Well, now you can do it for free. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So first of all, what does it mean to freeze your credit and why would you do it?
A credit freeze basically restricts all access to your credit file. That means with any of these big credit monitoring services. And what it really does is it locks down your credit both for identity thieves, but also for you. So either they or you are prevented from opening a new account, meaning being able to borrow either for a credit card or an auto loan or even a house. And what you really need to know is that right now, as you said, it's free to freeze and unfreeze, but the process is still kind of time consuming. You know, you have to go to each of the credit bureau's websites, answer some questions, get a PIN, and then each time you want to freeze or unfreeze your account, you may not have to pay a fee, but you still have a headache of having to go through the process.
So why would you want to do it?
You know, it is the safest way to lock down your credit. I did this, I believe we spoke about it a year ago after the Equifax breach. I did it for myself. I did it for my girlfriend and for the mother-in-law and for the mother and every single person in my family. And you know what? As long as you don't need access to new credit, it's a really safe way to ensure that nobody's poking around in your credit file. But again, that's a big caveat because, frankly, a lot of people do need to have loans, so they can't afford to keep their files permanently shut down.
There's also something called a fraud alert, though. What is that?
Well, an alert tells any business that runs your credit that they should take an extra step and check with you before opening an account. But, you know, I speak to data security experts. They say it's just a teeny tiny road bump. So really, the most important thing is that a freeze is a much safer way to proceed. I should say that another feature of the new law that went into effect on Friday is that fraud alerts will last for up to 1 year. That's up from 90 days previously.
Now, the data breach that you mentioned at Equifax put nearly half of the U.S. population at risk of identity theft, social security numbers, date of birth, credit card numbers, all exposed. Is making a credit freeze free meaningful reform for a big problem?
You know, I don't think it is really. I think it's better. I do believe that that idea of paying $10 to $30 every time you freeze and unfreeze was some barrier. Also, there's a barrier that it can take a few days to unfreeze your credit if you do need access. But I think the bigger problem is that really, when you talk to security experts, they say you have to remember you're not the customer. You are the product. Your data is the product. And, you know, ideally what should happen, people should be born with their credit frozen. So parents get a social security number for their newborns. The child should basically live his or her young life with frozen credit. Later, when they need the credit, you would have to unfreeze it. Of course, I think that the banks would go completely insane if you actually had that idea go into effect. So I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But remember, the onus is on you.
And this new law, by the way, does allow you to freeze your child's credit.
Yes, and you absolutely should for all children under age 16.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you.
Take care.